right, thank you. You may be seated. Take your Bible to Romans chapter 1. Is this what you were signaling about from back there?
Text message.
Text message. You sent me one.
Prayer request.
Prayer request. Well, you should have got here earlier, all right? No. Could have got it in, people, when you're supposed to be here. All right, pray for the camps. Pray for the camps. It's a family in Georgia, right? Family in Georgia. Lance worked with this lady, some there, and went to church with them too. And she passed away very, very suddenly this last Sunday. And they've got her funeral tomorrow. So if you would remember to pray for the camp family. Pray for the camp family. All right, magnificent. You're in Romans chapter 1. We're going to look at verse 18, all right? Verse 18, Romans chapter 1. The Bible says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beast, and creeping things." I'm going to leave off reading right there tonight. And I want you to notice the last four words, would you, in verse 20. Where the Bible says, they are without excuse. They are without excuse. You know, people talk about having a life's verse. Has anybody here got what you take a Bible verse and you say, this is my life's verse? Anybody like that? All right. Would you mind telling me what it is?
Psalm 5:11.
What does that say?
But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy I completely messed it up. Do you mind if I read it?
I don't mind at all.
I think I got the combination of two in there.
Well, I've known some people to do that. Your mistake was in thinking you were wrong, right? Amen. Okay. A life verse. Miss Kelly, would you mind?
Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to that understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy
paths. Amen. Okay. Has anybody else got a life verse? Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 37:25. I have been young and now I'm old, but I've not seen the righteous forsaken nor deceived
make a bread. Amen. Lauren, what's yours?
Works. I already looked to it. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven.
You were right there. You had it. Brother Blanton, you got one?
1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all righteousness.
Okay, there you go. Life verse. Some people have a life's verse. I really think most people's life's verse today is found in Luke chapter 14. Won't you turn over there with me, would you? Now, I think the biggest number of people, this would be the life's verse for most people in the world today. All right? Luke chapter 14. You turn over there. And I want you to look at verse 18. Luke 14:18. See what it says? "And they all with one consent began to make excuse." I think that ought to be the life's verse for most everybody today. You know, for people that I run into. Now, I'm not talking about you folks I'm talking about just general people you run into out there. Pretty much everybody thinks that he or she has an excuse for their actions, their words, their lack of action, or whatever. We come up with an excuse, you know, and That's why I think maybe that verse would fit them. They all with one consent began to make excuse. People make excuses for everything. And if we need to, we can come up with an excuse for pretty much everything we want to justify. It doesn't have to be a good excuse as long as there's an excuse, right? I remember years ago, Brother Soul, he used to tell this joke. He'd say there guy came to the door, knocked on the door, and a fellow went to the door, and he's talking to him about coming to church. He said, "I'd like for you to be there Sunday." And the man said, "Well, the milk's in the refrigerator, so I don't think I'll be able to come." And so finally the guy left, and his wife looked at him and she said, "What in the world has the milk in the refrigerator got to do with you going to church or not?" He said, "Well, one excuse is as good as another," all right? And that's kind of the way people are today, you know? We've got an excuse. Doesn't have to be a good one, you know? But, hey, listen, God tells us that when it comes to God, when it comes to belief in Him, when it comes to obedience in Him, there's no excuse that we can offer. There is no excuse. That's why the Bible said they are without excuse. Listen, there's no excuse today for man's ignorance of God. There's no excuse today for man ignoring God. There's no excuse for today for man disobedience to the commands of God. We don't have an excuse, all right? And it doesn't matter who it is or where they are, they just don't have an excuse. You say, "Well, preacher, why do you say that?" Well, look at verse 19. "Well, truth has been revealed, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them." Listen, folks, God's revealed the truth. The work of God has not been hidden from man, all right? Work of God's not been hidden from man. He can work in the shadows, and He sometimes does. But folks, by and large, He works in the light of day, in full view of man, and people can see the work of God. Hey, we've got the Word of God. It's not hidden. It's available. It's there. And we just, you know, somebody come along and say, "Well, I'm not sure if I can believe in God or not." Look, you're just barking up the wrong tree, all right? There's just no excuse. The Bible says in verse 20, "The invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made." Being understood by the things that are made. Hey, we know there's a God.
Yes, sir.
Just because you look at creation.
Just
because you look at what is here on this earth, it is hard for you to focus your eyes and your mind on what you see around you. The truth of the matter is, if you just took your hand and looked at it a little bit and thought about that fact, that, hey, you've got five fingers there, and each one of those has a very unique print that puts out. And not only is it unique to you, unique to each finger, but your fingerprints are unique to you. That's why they love to get fingerprints. Policemen, they'll look for fingerprints. They can trace people by their fingerprints. And they're there. Why? Well, they're unique. Now, it's my understanding, so is your lip print. But I'm glad we go to the bank. I don't have to kiss any thing right there, all right? Leave my lip print, all right? I'm glad we don't. And your heel print, same way. Same way. You say, "Well, how'd that happen?" Well, just accident of nature. Come on. Why is it we're so willing to believe that all of that stuff is, well, it just happened. It just happened. Why is it your fingers grew on your hand the way they did? Why is it that there is that gap between this one and this one? Why aren't there just five straight across? Well, I submit to you, if it was that way, it'd be a lot more difficult for you and I. And you'd find the people that perform on the trapeze would fall a lot more often, all right? Just can do it, all right? You just, God, you say, "Well, why is it that way?" Well, God put it there that way. You say, "Well, that's just the way it was." Well, why aren't your toes like that? God didn't build your toes to grip anything. All right. Now, there are some species of monkeys that they're divided out and their toes straight, and they use theirs, but most of us don't climb limbs and vines that way, all right? God didn't make us to do that, okay? It's the work of God. It can be seen. The Bible says here, His eternal power.
Amen.
His eternal power. The power of God's on display in what He's done. What He's put here. There's multitudes of illustrations. And I know science today says, well, we use evolution and billions of years to explain everything. I just submit to you, billions and billions and trillions of years could not build your eyeball the way it is and the way it works. Trial and error wouldn't have made it. I submit to you, there's a certain season of the year when salmon swim upstream and they deposit their eggs and they die. And those eggs hatch and those little salmon swim down that stream to the river and out into the ocean. And then years later, something in them says, go back where you came from. Now, how did that evolve? What in the world put that, did the first one that do it think, I'm just going to try this, see how it works. And I'm going to get a group of my buddies together and we're all going to go together. No, man, God put it in them. God put it in them. The ability and the agility of a bumblebee. There's no way it could have evolved over time. There's no way. Just study it out, man. Impossible. Your brain that you may not think much of. It's, mine doesn't work too good. Hey, I studied and reading about, they tell us that your brain has more storage capacity, more memory than the whole internet. Your brain. And brother Kelly was up here, and we were talking before church. We were talking about forgetting and not being able to remember stuff. And I said, I don't forget stuff. It's just my filing system doesn't work good. Once it gets up there, it's finding the file that the info's in that I need, all right? That I have the same trouble with paper files, all right? I file stuff. You say, my wife, clean your desk off. Okay, but when I file it, I can't find it. But if I leave it in a stack, I can find it, but it needs to be filed. Hey, but your brain... has your individual brain has more memory than all the internet does. Listen, and all of that is the work of evolution. No, even some scientists that are not willing to admit there's a God admit that there's evidence of what they call intelligent design. No kidding. Yes, somebody did design it. Somebody did design. Somebody designed your body. God designed it. God designed it. Hey, listen. The Bible tells us the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Hey, listen. That is why there is within man, man has this innate desire to worship. He has an inborn desire to worship. And people do worship. You travel around the world and you check back in history. They worship. Now, they may not have worshiped the God of the Bible, Jehovah God, but they worshiped the God, a lot of times, that they came up with and they devised because they realized, I need to worship. I need to do it. Notice what it says there in verse 20. We get down there at the end, it says, by the things that are made, even by His eternal power and Godhead. Right. You think about the Godhead is revealed by the things that are made. Now, when you start talking about the Godhead, what are you talking about? Well, you're talking about the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. We serve a God, all right, three parts to that Godhead. God the Father, then the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and then the Holy Spirit. Three parts. Have you ever stopped to consider how many things in this world consist of threes. I'm just going to mention three. Music.
Right.
Music's got three components.
Right.
It's got harmony. It's got melody. It's got rhythm. Real music.
Amen.
Now, if you try to leave out any one of them, you don't have real music.
Amen.
And by the way, you're not supposed to overemphasize one of them.
Right.
That's what we get with rap. You know, blah, diddy, blah, blah. All right, that's an overemphasis on rhythm, okay? That's all it is. No harmony, no melody, it's just that beat. You know, that's a guy comes down the road, you feel it in your car, and it makes you look out in the mirror and look for the car that's going, you know, because it's got to be doing something, you know? Hey, it's an overemphasis on that. Hey, but real music's got those three components. Every one of them. The sun gives off three kinds of rays. Three kinds of rays, all right? Every plant's got three parts. The root, the stem, and the leaves. That's what they're made of, all right? Got three forms of water. It can be in the vapor. It can be the liquid, the water, or it can be ice. All of matter, three states. Liquid, solid, or gas. All right, hey, you say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm saying to you, it is so much of creation testifies to the Godhead. You say, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to tell you truth has been revealed.
Yes,
truth has been revealed. It's been revealed. It's made available. We have it today in the Word of God, the complete revelation of God in the Bible. And here we are, we're blessed with that. But the problem with that, though, comes, if you'll notice there in verse 21, notice what the Bible says, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. The truth has been revealed, but the problem is truth has been refused. We just turned down the truth. The Bible says when they knew God. Now that obviously means they knew the truth. They knew God, but they refused to glorify Him. Why? They didn't want the truth.
Amen.
Didn't want the truth. Plenty of people today are still not interested in the truth.
Amen.
You pull the Word of God out. I don't want to hear about it.
Amen.
What? Well, you don't want the truth. I'm not interested in that.
And
so that's myth. That's fable. And that's the work of man. Sure, you hadn't read it, boy, if you think man could have put that book together.
Amen.
You hadn't paid much attention when you're reading if you think man could have put this thing together. But what's happened is truth's been rejected, all right? Truth has been rejected. When you refuse the truth, it does something to you. Notice what the verse says there. They glorified Him not as God, and says, neither were thankful. You find people, the most ungrateful folks in the world, they're ungrateful for what God has done for them. They're ungrateful for what God has given to them. Never satisfied. Why? Because I've refused the truth, and that refusal of the truth makes me a very ungrateful individual. Just not grateful. But it doesn't start there. The next step, the Bible said they become vain. They become vain. That's selfish, self-centered in all their imaginations. Very selfish, very self-centered. Now, that doesn't describe anybody you know, does it? Man, it describes a whole lot of people I see. The vanity that's there, the selfishness that's there, the self-centeredness that is there. Why? Because it's all about me. No, when you understand the truth, you don't reject the truth. You realize, wait a minute, it's not all about me. It's not about me, all right? Then what happens to them ultimately? Here's the sad part. Won't you notice there at the end of that verse, it says their foolish heart was darkened. Darkened. The ultimate end when truth is refused is darkness. Darkness. You want darkness? Go to communist China.
Amen.
There's darkness. What a place to live. What a place to live. I feel like everybody today that wants socialism ought to get to go over there and spend about 10 years.
Yes. Right.
Amen. Hey, darkness. I'll tell you, it's not only, it's a spiritual darkness. But I believe it gets in the emotional darkness and everything else. Why? Because I've rejected the truth.
Amen.
And when you've rejected the truth, the only thing left is darkness. That's the only thing. Their foolish heart was darkened. Why? Rejected the truth. Won't hear the truth. Not going to listen to the truth. So what happens? Darkness overwhelms them. People walk in darkness. I had a lot of folks today walking in darkness because they've simply refused the truth.
Amen.
They can't get ahead in life. Oh, they might make some money, but there's not happiness. There's not joy. Why? They're living in darkness, man. Just consumed with it. Why do you think there's such a huge uptake in dope? Why is there such a huge push, let's legalize marijuana?
Yeah.
Well, people can't contend with reality. And their reality is a very dark thing. Very dark thing. That's the reason we have all of this. That's the reason you get somebody, here's somebody, you know, it never has made sense to me. Here's a person that has all the money in the world, and you would think they would have everything money could buy, and they die from a drug overdose.
Right.
Now, why is that there? Multitudes of them rejected the truth.
Amen.
They rejected the truth. They live in darkness, and darkness is not a fun place to live, okay? Just not a good place to be. Hey, but it gets worse. Won't you look there in verse 22, would you? The Bible says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man and the birds, four-footed beast, and creeping things. Hey, remember, truth's been revealed, but it was rejected. But I'll tell you what we see in our day, and I think we see it more and more, is not just a rejection of the truth, but a reworking of the truth. I'm going to take the truth and I'm going to make it be what I want it to be. I'm going to make the truth be what I want it to do. And because of that, because truth has, the Bible tells over in the prophet of God, the truth's fallen in the streets. And because of that, it's been reworked. So truth, it will not be rejected. And what passes for truth today has little resemblance to the real truth. You hear it constantly, folks, and I want you to understand, this is not a political address, all right? Nothing to do with politics. But I just want to tell you something. I hope you realize you cannot tune in to the 5 or 5:30 or 6 o'clock news and believe everything comes through that television set. You just cannot do it. Because they talk about fake news. A few years ago, they were talking about how you'd spin it, right? And you put your spin on it. Well, that's what we see today. They've not only rejected the truth, but they've decided we're going to rework the truth. We're going to put our spin on it, and we're going to interpret it for you instead of tell you. I've always despised it when the president, and that, you pick a president, all right? Any president in my lifetime, okay, make it at least John F. Kennedy onward. Before that, I could have cared less, all right? And I didn't pay that much attention to John F. Kennedy. I was still pretty young. But after that, I always get irritated. We'd tune in. The president is going to be addressing the nation here in just a little bit. And here's what he's going to say. And then he gives his speech. After he speaks, all right, the president has spoken, and this is what he said. Hey, stupid, I heard it. I don't need you to tell me. Now, does that bother you the way it does me? I mean, it just gets all over me. And this guy over here says, well, just my spin on what he said. And well, who cares? I just want to know what he said. Just what did he say? Well, I believe what he meant. No. I want to know what he said. I want to know what he said. Hey, that's the problem in our day. Man, the news media takes a story. If you film something from the right angle, you can give a person the totally wrong perception of what really happened. If you film it from a particular, if you're very careful what angle you look at it from, You can make it mean something that didn't happen, all right?
Right.
And it's just amazing what goes on, all right? And the news media run a story that is far from the truth.
Yep.
Tell you, folks, the only real truth you can trust today is found in the pages of this old black book, 66, all right? The Word of God, old King James Bible. John 17:17 says, thy word is truth. You can count on it. That's the truth. That's the truth. You say, well, what about this guy? No. You can't tell if he's telling the truth or not.
Right.
Now, you remember when you could only believe 50% of what you see and then what you hear and all that kind of stuff. Nowadays, you can't even trust pictures.
No, sir.
Because we've got so good at doctoring photographs.
Amen.
That, I mean, you can put my head on a body that looks like, look at the muscles on that dude. And you'd say, well, I know it's not him because he ain't got them muscles. Well, how do you know what's under here, all right? But you with me? I mean, you can doctor photographs. You can do whatever you want to. You can make a complete movie and make these people look like they're flying and it looks real. Spider-Man, you know, out of his hand and swinging through the city.
Yep.
It's all fakes, all done on movies. It's all done with you know, technology in our day. Hey, folks, you say, what are you getting at? I'm telling you, truth has been reworked. Truth has been reworked. They've even tried it with the Word of God. Even tried it with the word. The truth of the gospel has been changed to what they call a social gospel. A gospel that's centered on helping people and reforming society rather than helping people by pointing them to Calvary.
Amen.
And the blood that was shed there for the salvation of man. Listen, all the mess that's gone on in our country in the last few weeks, the cure for the problem is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and people getting born again.
Amen.
That is what will change lives. They're going to spend millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. I saw the other day where through Walmart, Sam's, I read it on an email from Sam's, that Walmart, the father company for Sam's, they're going to put $100 million in to help this whole situation. You know how much it'll help? About as much as that did. Because you can't fix it with money. You cannot fix it. Man, you're talking about trying to change people's lives. I don't know why you change people's lives through the Word of God. But hey, biblical truth has been reworked so many times and in so many versions that you can find a version today to back pretty much any doctrine you want to follow.
Yep.
I read sometimes some books and they'll be trying to prove a point and they can't prove it from the King James Bible, so they'll hunt them down a version that they can use. Say, see there, that's what it says.
Right.
Well, yeah, after you work on it long enough, I mean, how many versions are there? A couple hundred. You can do it. Why? We're doctoring the truth. What does the Bible say? Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
Yep.
They became fools. Can I say this to you? Only a fool would want to change God to make him more like man and other beasts. Who said nobody's doing that? Oh, yes, they are. There is so much today being done to what we would say humanize God, but deify man. Man, if there's one place we don't fit, it's in deity.
Amen.
We just don't measure up at all,
Amen.
Okay? Impossible. Well, that's what's going on. Why? Well, we've rejected the truth. We've rejected the truth. All right? Professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. Folks, that's what's going on. That's what happens in the world. Why? When we reject the truth.
Amen.
We reject the truth. That's the reason when, the Bible tells us things are going to get worse and worse till the Lord comes. And you say, why has it got to be like that? When you reject the truth, things will go downhill. Amen. You wind up in darkness.
Right.
Darkness. Why? You've rejected the truth. You've rejected the truth. I mean, you know, I've watched people in their lives reject the truth. You see this individual and he lives his life and he gets in trouble and he goes to prison. And he comes out. And a little while later, he's back in prison. And I've sat down and talked to them sometimes after they've been three or four times. And they'll sit there and say, man, I'm done. I am not going back. Yep, I'm not going back. I don't see them for a few months. And next thing I know, they've been arrested. Why? They've rejected the truth. They've rejected the truth. The whole idea is, hey, I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to do it. Instead of really letting God take care of them. Letting God make the difference in their life. Doing what God says. Taking the truth, listening to it, paying attention, obeying it. Listen, you mark her down, man's without excuse. We're without excuse. Man, could I just say this to you? Let's quit giving excuses and just be faithful to God. Let's just quit giving excuses. I like it when somebody says, I go see him, preacher. I don't even have an excuse for not showing up at church.
Amen.
I'd rather somebody be honest with me. I've sat in people's homes. I've visited and visited trying to get them to come usually back to church. And I've told some of them, look, if you're inside your feeling right now, preacher, why don't you get out of my house and leave me alone? I ain't coming. I said, I've told people, I'd rather you tell me that.
Amen.
Than to sit here and lie to me knowing you never plan to come.
Right.
That way I don't keep wasting my time.
Right.
That way I just say, Lord, they're yours, you take care of them. I've done everything I can. Hey, but we love to make excuses. Let's quit giving excuses. Let's quit giving excuses. Let's quit coming up with an excuse. Well, this is the reason I don't do that. No, that's just an excuse. Let's just decide, you know, as much as within me is, I'm going to do what God says. I'm going to be faithful to Him. I'm going to serve Him. I'm going to show up on Sunday morning. I'm going to show up on Sunday night. I'm going to show up on Wednesday night. I'm going to be involved in the things of God. I'm going to do my best to live my life according to the Word of God. I'm not going to go around saying, here's why I can't. No excuses. Man, what a blessing that would be, wouldn't it? That's the way to live, without excuses. Heavenly Father, help us now. Lord, help us see the truth. Help us not be in that group that would reject the truth. But Lord, we'd be in the ones that would say, yep, that's the truth. Lord, I know it's the truth. I believe it. And Lord, I'm going to do my best to live what you say. And Lord, help us to be the people that will live without excuses and just do our dead level best to be faithful to you, to love you, to serve you, and Lord, to just bring honor and glory to your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You are dismissed, but I don't want you to leave. All right? I just need to talk to you a minute or two. Especially Sunday school teachers, children.